Welcome to the Scalable Soul Podcast. I'm online course creator Carla Biesinger.
And I'm business coach Marissa Leeson.
Join us as we unpack the latest business and marketing strategies to grow your sales online while staying true to the lifestyle that lights you up.
Yes, we keep it real, unscripted, and share the nitty-gritty behind how we're building our own businesses with freedom, joy, and impact at the forefront.
If you're ready to step into the version of you that has the success you want and the freedom to actually enjoy it, grab your favorite beverage and let's go. Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Feeling really refreshed. And you?
Okay. So before we even talk anything business, how was Morocco?
It was honestly amazing for a couple of reasons. So obviously I went to go kite surfing, which is something I've never really done before. So it was cool to just do something completely new. It was super scary at times.
Like, I was going to say, it looks really scary.
I wanted to cry at one point and my teacher was like, no, you're doing this. When you're scared, you have to do it. I was like, I don't want to do it. But I wasn't flying or anything. Like I wasn't even on the board. I was literally just, I made it into the water and then was like getting dragged around by the kite.
Okay.
On day three. So it definitely takes some time to learn, but it was fun. And I really didn't look at my phone at all, except for our Slack mastermind channel. Apart from that, I didn't look at my email. I didn't look at Instagram. It was just so good to just unplug.
You totally unplug. I feel like I've been the opposite this week, but I'm actually good about it because I'm excited right now. But I've been launching pre-sale on my new program. So I've been basically like glued to my phone and my laptop and all the things. So you and I had very opposite weeks.
How is it going with your launch?
It's going really good, actually. I'm getting amazing feedback. So I really think the offer is a slam dunk. I'm feeling really good about it. And because, you know, it isn't always at first. Like sometimes you put something out there and you have to sort of refine it, excuse me, as you're hearing feedback in the market. But I'm hearing really awesome feedback. Had sales coming in on day like two, actually, of just talking pre-sale. So it's, yeah, it's going really well.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah. What should we tackle today?
So I would love to get your thoughts on passive income strategies. So this actually has nothing to do with what I'm doing right now. But I am such a long-term planner and a long-term thinker. And I really have been thinking about just overall my offer suite and over the next, let's say 18 months, even like what I want to be sort of growing into and gearing into. And definitely part of my strategy, I want to be having more passive income strategies so that I can layer in. And I, to be honest, like I actually really like one-on-one clients and I don't think I'll ever get rid of that, but you know, I probably will have a smaller amount over time of one-on-ones, and then Ignite, which is my current, you know, this new program I'm launching, that I plan to definitely just have going. But in addition to that, I'd love to have some more passive income layered in. So I'm curious just your thoughts on knowing, you know, for a coach, for somebody that both enjoys one-on-one and group and courses. I mean, part of Ignite will even be a course as well. I'm just like curious to pick your brain about passive income strategies and where your head goes when you think about maybe an 18-month plan of getting into something like that.
Yeah. And just to clarify, so by passive income strategies, you're talking more about the actual marketing of it, right? Not necessarily the delivery, like, or both. How much do you want to be actually in client delivery versus marketing and selling?
That's a great clarification. So I'm going to say a little bit of both, to be honest. So I'd say the priority would be passive more on the marketing side, because I do like where I want to be putting my energy is into my clients and their transformation. So certainly that's where like I would way rather have like 80% of my energy going there and 20% to marketing, right?
Yeah.
However, I do think for anyone, and I would suggest this for anyone, it's smart to have a few offers that really don't require a lot of you so that you can be making additional income and pouring into your clients at the same time. So I'd say it's a little bit of both, but if we need to focus for today, let's focus first on marketing.
Yeah, Okay, amazing. And you know, I think just a side note here, it's also super cool to know that with any of your programs, like right now you might feel like, okay, I really love the client delivery and I love still tweaking my program and, you know, seeing what questions people have. And then you can always shift into a more passive delivery further down the line when you're seeing like, okay, people are really getting good results without needing me as much. So just as a side note that you can always change the way you deliver your program. And if you like right now feeling more, I want to be in delivery mode, awesome. And then later on, I want it to be a more passive product. That's also cool.
Fair point.
I think when it comes to marketing, I think there's three main things that I personally focus on. One being social media, and for me specifically, Instagram as a traffic source. Two, my ads that just drive traffic into my funnel, so paid. And then three, my email list, right? Which is a result of growing my social media, having my ads running. So basically it's an audience that I've acquired through paid and organic strategies and also JV webinars like collaborations. But these are really the three main focuses in order to drive traffic to my programs. So whether you're using Instagram or YouTube or TikTok, like let's just refer to it as social media for ease of things, right? So I think and this is interesting, obviously, as you're starting out, I think what's working so well right now is marketing on Instagram in a very easy and low effort way, right? With reels, where we're doing reels or carousel posts with the keyword and that leading to ManyChat and then that driving traffic to your offer. With ads, it's a similar thing where you're basically just using the ads to drive traffic to your offer. So I think the main thing that you want to work out is what is the place that I'm driving traffic to, right? And that will kind of depend on the price point. If it's something low ticket and completely passive, like below, I'm going to say $200, you can just drive traffic directly to the sales page. If it's more than that, you're probably going to need a conversion event, right? Like a webinar,
yeah.
Or if it's high ticket, a sales call. So that's the first thing that I would figure out is, okay, how much do I want to charge? And then how do I convert people into that? Like if it's super low ticket, can I just get enough eyeballs on my sales page or my checkout page and just kind of drive traffic to that, focus on getting more people to that, like tweak the page a little bit in order to increase my conversions. But that's like the most passive way, right? You're just sending traffic to get people to buy straight away. If it's higher ticket, which I'm guessing is the case for your program with Ignite.
So Ignite's mid ticket for sure. High ticket would be my one-on-ones. So yes. One-on-ones, I definitely do clarity sessions or strategy sessions first, because quite honestly, I don't like, it needs to be a mutual fit for a one-on-one. So that will always, I would say my one-on-ones could actually remain out of this conversation. Ignite is mid ticket. So yeah, ultimately I will have a funnel. I'm going to run lives for a while until I can really get a good sense for what people need, how people are reacting, et cetera. And then, you know, eventually I'll automate the webinar, but for now I'm going to run it live for a while. Wow. So the conversion event for Ignite is a training.
Is a webinar.
A webinar training. At least for now. Right. But yeah. I do think that that's probably the best route to go there. I guess too, I think about, you know, how to layer. I mean, I feel like I could talk about so many things and, you know, offer so many things. So I'm just like, part of me gets paralyzed by that as well. I just did a live actually on Instagram last week about, I did a mentorship container recently to help me make a freaking decision, because it's so hard sometimes of like, okay, who do I serve? What do I, you know, I have all these like ideas and all these ways it could go. So that's kind of what happens to me with passive too. When I think about how do I layer in, yeah, maybe just some done for yous and some, truly, yeah, like products, like what you're saying, like kind of lower ticket products, like layer those in, have that be fairly automated. It's just a nice you know, little income stream coming in that just supplements. I like to have things diversified as well. So Ignite will be mid-ticket with a conversion event, a live into eventually a recorded webinar. But then there's always like these other things, like maybe mini courses or done for yous or things like that, that it's like, should I be layering those in as well?
And I think that's, I personally think having less is more, because really optimizing one funnel, right? You can have the low ticket that then you're allowing people to put their investment towards the mid ticket one, or you're upselling to the mid ticket one. It's one funnel. It's like a super clear ascension. So I think when it comes to low ticket, you really want to focus on creating something that is like such a big need and such a big want, like something that is super sexy to your audience, where it's just an easy sell, right? And then you're selling it for, you can test, like I always like to test at a lower price point and then increase the price. So you're rewarding people who jump in early. And then you're also creating urgency every time you you increase the price. So I think if I were you, coming back to your 18-month plan, the main money is going to come mainly from the Ignite program, right?
Yeah, Ignite and one-on-ones. And then later in the year, I'll launch another program for a slightly different audience, but it'll be similar to Ignite in the sense that it'll be like more, it'll probably be a little higher ticket, to be honest, but like it'll be more of a solid program.
Yeah. So I think if you know that this is going to be one of the main things that you're selling and it's something that's evergreen, I really think that focusing on building out that webinar funnel, doing it live a few times, because you just learn so much from the questions that people ask and you're tweaking it, etc. But then you could also look at, like, you do it live the first couple of times to your warm audience, and maybe you run some ads to it as well, but mainly you're promoting it to your list and on Instagram. If you're happy with one of the first, like you could, if you're running ads, you could do a live webinar every single week, right? Because you're constantly getting new people. If you're just doing it to your warm audience, you can probably get away with doing one every month. But what you could do is do it live to your warm audience. If you're happy with the recording, you could just use that recording and create a simple mini chat funnel for it, so that when you're doing reels, you're sending people to the automated version already. Because otherwise, if you're constantly, you know, like the way I think we're seeing the show up rates have just been so much lower than they used to be. So it's, I definitely think having an automated version almost from the get-go is a good idea, because what's working so well on Instagram is having the reels with the ManyChat where you're just getting people to watch something.
Yeah. So in that case, okay, so let's talk about that then, because, you know, there's, when you're not doing it live and it is automated, it can be delivered immediately, or they can choose, right? Like they can choose kind of a time frame that they want. Out of those two options, which do you feel works better, when they can choose or when it's just like, you know, basically starts the second they get to the page?
So you'll have to test that a little bit. I, with my webinar, it is automated, but I give people different times to choose from. I found that for me, having it that way where people commit to a time gives me better show up rates for the automated version. I also have friends like Rose, for example, she just sends people directly to the video. So with, if you're sending people directly to the video, you just definitely want to use something like Vimeo, for example, where you can actually track how far do people watch, like do people see the offer, where are people falling off, and also, you know, out of X amount of people who sign up, like how many actually watch it at all and how many people come to the end. So I think if you're bootstrapping it and you don't want to invest in a webinar, automated webinar platform right now, you could just do it with Vimeo, have it lead to a landing page. Like they, people have to sign up on the thank you page. You just display the video, and then in your email sequence, you could link back to the recording as well, just in like a PS, if you haven't watched this yet, make sure to make the time to do so. and then see how that goes. And then definitely I would also further down, like once you, you know, like this could be the easy way to just get it out there. And then once you've done a few live webinars and you kind of have like a super amazing version that you're like, okay, I feel like this is really good to automate, you could do a test run with something like Easy Webinar, automate it, like properly automate it, and then compare the data.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, because you know, I feel like everyone's audience is a little bit different too, so it really is important to get the feedback on it. And it's funny because it's like it can be the same target audience, but I'm convinced that it's somewhat your energy too in how people react to you, that they might react to you differently than they would somebody else, even if it's the same person with the same type of audience, right? Like, so that's a good call. And would you say too, I mean, generally, I would say if it is going to be a right away, like you get the video immediately type thing, then it cannot be a 90-minute deal. Like it's got to be short.
You can still do a 90-minute deal because you're basically just rewarding people who make the time to watch it. Right. So it doesn't have to be a, you know, a live or pretend live. Like I think those pretend live webinars are not working anymore. Just people have like caught onto them and they feel like, oh, this is a bit weird. But you can just still reward people for actually making the time to watch it and say, like, for the next 60 minutes or for the next 90 minutes, you'll be able to get this special offer and you can use a timer with it so that it's, you know, real urgency. Because I definitely think, you know, people who make the time to, even if you're doing a live on Instagram, like people who make the time to join you live, it's nice to reward them with a special price or a special offer.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually, you brought up Rose, and I actually just, it's so funny that you said that because I just watched her webinar yesterday. She posted on Instagram, like, hey, if you want to snoop my funnel, here it is. I'm like, of course I want to snoop your funnel. So anyway, I kind of experienced how hers is set up, and it was really good. Actually, she did do the immediate delivery on the video, and I wasn't actually intending to spend, you know, time at that point. I was just like, oh yeah, I'll check this out. And then I wound up like watching it. So I think too, if it's engaging and if it's done the right way, then you can really capture attention and focus too.
Yeah. It's really interesting. And I think like Rose, she, and maybe we just share who she is, Rose Radford. She is a friend of ours who's living in Lisbon. She's amazing with evergreen, like high ticket programs. And she just does funnels in a slightly different way, right? Because she goes straight into automated. And so she's really willing to spend a lot of money upfront to test this automated version. Versus if you're doing it live, you're risking less upfront because you're seeing the results at the live webinar, right? Or in that like post live webinar sales sequence. So it's like you're driving people to one specific event, one point in time, and you're seeing how that's converting. And so you're just like leading up to that. And then you're like, okay, I put this much in ads. This is how it converted. Versus with, if you're going straight into automated, you have to be a little bit more patient, and that can be quite nerve-wracking, I find. So yeah, I prefer to do it live first a few times. I actually just had a client try a new webinar. She did it live 3 weeks in a row. Each week she tested a different price point. And it was super interesting to see. There was definitely one clear winner. I have a call with her later today, so I'll like see. And she now automated it, so I see like how it's working. But just to really test it, and like every single time she made so many tweaks, and it's just amazing. Like, you know, I did my webinar live for 6 months every week when I first created my very first funnel, and every single week I would change things. I wouldn't do it live for 6 months anymore because I just feel like with the show up rates, et cetera, and because I have more experience, it's faster to automate. But definitely I would recommend doing it live a few times.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm curious now that you brought up the client scenario where she tested three price points. So which one, like high, medium, low, which one won?
So She had one that was the same price. I think it was maybe $397 for the entire week. So she didn't have a fast action.
Okay.
Then she had one where it was $397 on the call for the next 60 minutes or so, and then it went to $500. And then she had one where it was just a higher price. I can't remember exactly what the... Maybe it was just the higher price for the entire time. And it was almost even between the special price on the webinar and then, you know, the slightly higher price for the 7 days sales sequence. I think what she's going with in the end, I'll have to double check that. We can talk about it next time, is I think she actually went with the one that was no special offer on the live because she didn't want to push so much. So her strategy, and we can talk about this in another session as well, maybe regarding emails, she wants to take a less salesy approach with her emails and just be a little bit more nurturing and have like a low pressure CTA to join the course. So I can update you on this.
Yeah, I'm interested.
But it was really, really interesting. So I think either one have, like, I preferred, and I've tested this as well, I think doing the special offer on the webinar works better.
Yeah.
But you'll have to test it for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this turned into a webinar conversation. That's perfect, actually, because I know it's so valuable for people as well. Are there any other, because I know you've run like a million webinars at this stage, right, over the years. Is there anything else that you would share that you think is, for me or anyone else listening, that you think is important to know about, you know, webinar, just anything you've found as you've experimented with different things, different price points, different calls to action, et cetera?
Yeah, so I'm really someone who... I always sell on a webinar. I never offer sales calls. My offers are also usually under $1,000 or under $2,000 or $3,000. So even $3,000 programs I've sold directly from webinars. So I really don't have, except for our mastermind, I don't have more like high ticket offers where I would also need to do a vibe check. So I always sell on a webinar. I think the two most important things are and this is especially now after the pandemic, we're seeing a trend towards shorter webinars, right? People want to spend less time in front of their screen. So really getting straight into it, really starting straight away with like, you're in the right place if you want this and this and this, or you've been struggling with this and this and you want this. And then having like a super short part about myself where people really resonate. And I can't actually tell you how many times women reach out to me who buy my course because they really resonated with my story. So I definitely would always recommend including a little bit because it just makes you likable, right? Mm-hmm. It like helps people resonate with you. And then I really love teaching a lot in my webinars. I really want people to walk away feeling like they learned so much and not just it being around shifting beliefs. Like, I definitely think shifting some beliefs is also really powerful, but I really, and I like see the comments on my ads, you know, and they just like, there's hundreds of people saying like, this was amazing, I learned so much. And that's obviously also helping with my ads because people read those comments and then they're like, yeah, this is going to be worth my while. So that's what's worked well for me. I know like even my ad agency before was saying like, you're giving away too much for free, but I really feel like it's such an annoying feeling to go to a webinar and just be like 30 minutes. It's about just blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. You know? I totally agree.
And then when it comes to the pitch, it's interesting because, for example, with my passive income accelerator, I've sold it at so many different price points now, and it's sold every single time. But I really think it comes down to you feeling so confident in your offer and just feeling like this is so worth it, right? Because when we're selling on a webinar, it can feel really scary. And so if you're not completely standing behind your offer, it really comes across that way. So I would recommend starting like with a lower price, gaining confidence, getting testimonials, really like believing in the value that you provide, and then increasing your price.
I couldn't agree more with that. I actually, this is like maybe a little bit of a side note, but I had this woman, she's not a client necessarily. She was just asking me some questions and talking to me about things. And she has a coach that's telling her to increase her prices, right? And she's like, I just literally can't say it. Like, I can't say that number. Like, she just is struggling so much with it. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, to be honest, and this is just my personal opinion, I guess, is if you can't literally say that number, then you're not ready to charge that yet. Yes, it could be worth that in the market. I'm not disagreeing, and that's in that, you know, on that piece, but you have to do whatever it is inside to unblock whatever it is making you feel like you can't charge that number, and get behind it with true confidence, because until you can do that, the sale, it, like, people feel that energy on the other side. Like, they absolutely do. And if you're feeling like it's priced beyond something that you can actually provide value with or something like that, then the whole time you're going to be in this like lack mentality as you're delivering the product. Yes. So I 100% agree with you. Have to, now that being said, you have to do the work so you can keep increasing your prices. Like, but don't keep it low forever, but start there, build your confidence, start doing the inner work that around like, what is it about this that's making me feel so uncomfortable? And maybe it's something completely unrelated to business even. Mm-hmm. I know this is like a little bit of a tangent, but I totally agree with that. And I think people struggle so much because they see how much people charge in the market for certain things. They don't feel aligned to it. So you got to start with where you feel aligned and build from there.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, pricing is such an internal question.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, obviously you want to continue to up your prices and get to that place where you feel good about it, but that won't happen until you're actually like seeing that you can really deliver transformations for people and change things for people. And then you're like, okay, now I get it. Now I can charge more. Okay, so tangent, sorry about that.
Yeah.
But back to webinars, I do have another question for you. Are you familiar with Russell Brunson's Perfect Webinar? Yeah. How do you feel about that framework? Because you were just talking about how much teaching that you like to do personally in your webinars. And I know in his framework, there is some of that, but it's a little bit more of a formula. So how do you feel about it?
I don't actually know. I'm not familiar with his exact formula. I've read his .com secrets, I think, or expert secrets, can't remember. So I don't know exactly what his formula is. If you want to refresh my memory.
Yeah. So basically he starts with story, his story, right? So same thing as what you were saying. And then he has 3 points. Like, he basically runs 3 frameworks throughout the training that have to do with the actual function of what you're solving with this product, and then internal beliefs and external beliefs. Mm-hmm. So he's approaching those 3 pieces. And then I'm trying to remember now. And then he moves into basically then the pitch and stacking the offer with bonuses and things like that. Yeah. So, but really the core of it is that kind of like trifecta of like these 3 different frameworks that he takes you through, but he may be teaching a little bit in that, like he's giving you a sense for essentially what's in the product and like kind of giving you like dipping your toe in the water a bit, and then you're like, oh, I want to learn more kind of thing. But I'm not sure how much you would walk away with like a huge transformation. Yeah. You mostly walk away with like, I want to learn more. So I'm just,
For me personally, I think, you know, this I think comes down to belief shifting essentially, like whether it's internal, external, etc. It's like really showing people what's possible. I definitely know that it can work. And I also think depending on what you teach and how you teach it or how you shift these beliefs, there can be teaching involved in the shifting. Like in my last webinar with the Passive Income Accelerator, I did a little bit more of belief shifting, but I really wove in the teaching parts. And then I just kind of had this slide after each step where it's like, okay, so for example, you don't think you have it in you to create an online course. And then I'm showing like the framework of how you can identify what you could actually teach and what you could charge for. So then the belief shift is like the slide. Okay, so you went from having no idea about how you can turn your knowledge into something to you can sell to now understanding what you're an expert in, even if you don't think you're an expert, etc. So I think weaving it in and combining it is definitely super smart. I just like to over deliver in general.
Yeah, me too.
And I think it's super powerful. So I definitely think the adding the beliefs shifting is really, really powerful. So I would recommend to do it. And I like to also make sure I give a lot in terms of value.
Yeah. I know I would feel out of alignment with myself, I think, if I had a bunch of people carve out 90 minutes for me and they didn't walk away with anything valuable. Like, that wouldn't feel good to me at all. Even if they bought a program, I would say, you know, I don't know. Like, it's, I'm not here for a 90 minute sales pitch. I'm here to actually help you. And then if you feel like I'm the mentor for you, great. Then let's do this. But yeah, cool. Okay. Well, I know we started with passive income and like sort of worked our way into webinars, which I actually think though is really helpful anyway. But largely that happened because we started talking about automated funnels and like how to basically automate your marketing so that you're not having to spend so much time there. So that being said, because I know we are trying to not have people spend 90 minutes with us right now. my last question for you around this is, are there other, so let's say we are automating a conversion event to some degree, right? Like a webinar or whatever that may be. Is there anything else that you would suggest in terms of an automated funnel to help take you out of the day-to-day of marketing that you found really helps for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, like coming back to those three things, it's having ads, running ads to the webinar, whether it's live or automated, using Instagram reels or carousels combined with mini chat, driving to an automated version. I think you're seeing much faster results doing it that way. Like the first time you might do it for a live one, and I've done it for live ones as well. But I think it's just this mentality right now. It's like, I want it now, and like, you know, I don't want to wait for 2 weeks until I come to the live webinar. So that's why I was saying, take one of the early live webinar recordings and then just use it for Instagram with the mini chat. And then obviously email, and this is maybe a conversation for another episode, like using email to also consistently drive traffic to live or automated or sales page.
I think we have two future episodes here, in email and in ManyChat.
Yeah.
It's both things, right? We could go deeper on that. So amazing. Okay. Well, let's flag that for another conversation, both two conversations. Amazing. Well, thank you.
So for your next 18 months, and I'm someone who like, I only plan like 3 months ahead, but I would definitely say focus on the webinar.
Yeah.
And using Instagram then with the automated version, because it'll also grow your audience.
Yeah, that's a good call. And I do think I'm going to turn on ads in like June-ish, like the summer.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. See you next time.
See you next time.